much. Let me, hi all, let me thank you, my dear friend, organizing this, what is the session?
Session.
Yeah, giving me this opportunity. Erika, let's see this soul here. I would like to add this sort of soul to your work. Is it a mouse?
No mouse.
Okay, go ahead. In the last 2 decades, intertidal habitats have captured the attention of pedologists who move into subtidal territories, probably because mountains are too high. That's my explanation. Because of this, the concept of sediments as unconsolidated geological material was changed, in some cases, to subaqueous soil. And now, for this new soils, a revision has been given, and we have proposed this sort of soil-forming factors equation that merge Yeni's equation with the Forger's sediment genesis factor, where we have climate, mostly temperature, obviously, for subaqueous soil, organisms, poor attention on these organisms, bathymetry, flow regime, parimaterial, time, water column, catastrophic events. However, by definition, soil is a natural body, as you all know, obviously, and the definition is horizon that are distinguishable from the initial materials as a result of additions, losses, transfers, and transformation of energy and matter, or the ability to support rooted plants in a natural environment. Now, after 1999 issue of soil taxonomy, we may read that the upper limit of soil is the boundary between soil and air, or so shallow water that allows rooted plants to grow. Generally, it is written as such, less than 2.5 meters. So, one can think that until 2.5 meters of water, or water wall, there is no problem to assess the equivalence sediments are soil. Evidently, with more water, some problem could be raised. However, following soil taxonomy, this conjunction, or the stands between points 1 and point 2, allow us to argue, about this sort of definition, as one may think that rooted plants are not strictly necessary to call a body, earthy body, as a soil. So, if we read also this adjunction to the new issue of soil taxonomy, horizontal boundaries are areas where the soil grades to the water barrier. In some places, the separation between soil and non-soil is so gradual that clear distinctions cannot be made. Apparently, there is no limitation to bathymetry in that case. Going further to soil formation, when we talk about additions, losses, transfers, and transformation basis to have a soil, many processes are able to produce these changes. Bioturbation is one of those. In terrestrial sciences, bioturbation is defined as the reworking of soils by animals and plants. And this bioturbation in terrestrial science in soils are made by burrowing animals, insects, plants, whatever. They're able to grain, mixing, ingestion and defecation of soil material, construction and maintenance of galleries, infilling of abandoned dwellings, and activation of trophic chains. Sorry to repeat you all these well-known things, but now I want to attract your attention on this. In aquatic science, bioturbation is defined as all transport processes carried out by animals that directly or indirectly affect sediment matrices as the displacement of particles and solutes due to the faunal activity. There is not so much difference. meaning that in the sea, abundant and complex benthic communities rework the sediments. There are so many and grouped into so many activities, biodiffusers, upward conveyors, downward conveyors, regenerators, each one of this group made of several species that make their own work with sediments. The effect of bioturbation into these sediments, aquatic sediments, can be summarized as follows: oxygenation and redox potential changes, mineralization or and concentration of organic matter, recycled nutrients, particle transferring. Boy, more or less the same we have in terrestrial soil. So it would seem that all the processes of addition, loss, transfer and transformation of energy matter are active even at bathymetries higher than 2.5 meters. Meaning that apparently sediments are equal to soil even when we have large water walls. To reinforce this statement, I will show you now the results of a study we have made in Adriatic Sea. Maybe you know from Italy to Croatia and Albania there is a small sea. So in this small sea we made this study. This is the location with this marvelous tower on the right. And the aim was to evaluate evolution and quality of soils in marine areas in protected, sub-protected areas, and protection lasted in the last 7 years with respect to non-protected areas. And non-protected areas are those marine areas that are interested by fishing activity, a special fishing activity that is known as hydraulic dredges. They put water in some with pressure, and so they sieve all this material to collect mostly clams. The rationale of the sampling was we had six transects. This is from north to south. This is the most protected area, two transects. The sub-protected areas, T3, T4, the non-protected area, out of this protection area, marine protected area, T5 and T6. Here, there is a small river, Vomeno. And the samples were taken at 2, 4, 6, and 8 meters of water. Sampling was made by this sort of tool. There is a grab bucket mounted on a boat. So we were able, in a certain way, to collect a soil profile, small soil profile. We describe, obviously, the profile, putting attention on living animals. This is a sort of what we had collected, attention to this cast made from polychaetes. This is the list of analyses we have made, including enzymatic activity and DNA extraction. Our results. I don't want to kill you with this list of description. I know this is too much for you, but just to point out that here we have color of this material, which is darker when moist, lighter when it's dry. Come on, obvious. Then we have structure, mostly single grain, but in some cases we have also the formation of weak clams. Then we have fauna. Fauna is full of clams, this one here, but also worms, mussels, and then I will show you some animals. I have colored their names just to show you where biodiversity of these animals increases. So this is from north, transect 5, 3. Now we are entering in the protected area. This is 2 in protected area. This is the sub-protected area, full of color with these animals, non-protected as well. Okay, this is more or less the picture of the animals we have found in all these soils. Physical chemical analysis unfortunately, are more or less the same. Variation is really small, scarce. Mineralogy too, as it was expected, quartz, pyroglase, and so on. But when we speak about the content of organic matter, loss of ignition, and total organic carbon, there are some speciality. For example, we have some highest value of loss of ignition, organics, in some of these transects, in some of these points, 2, 4, 5, 6, or 8 meters. And what is, in general, we have that organic matter is much higher than total organic carbon. This means that probably there are we have charcoal and plant remnants. And then there are transects, or let's say profiles, where total organic carbon is quite high. Enzymatic activity is quite strange. We have some enzymes that has a relatively high enzymatic activity, not related with others. This is not the case, but this is the case. Not related with the activity of any other enzyme. But in other case, like this, at 8 meters of water, we have a real high activity of enzymes. Of all the spectra we have of enzymes we have analyzed. This is the southern list of transects. Yeah. Resuming. Observations. Structure is mostly single grain with few crumbs. Moist samples show darker colors when they are moist with respect to when they are dry. The clam is always present, and the more restricted area and one of the sub-protected areas had the highest animal biodiversity. Then all the physical chemical analyses are similar in all the transects, while organic matter content largely exceeds total organic carbon content. And in terms of enzymatic activity, there are several hotspots, mostly in the C1 and C2 horizons. First piece of conclusion. The area investigated do not host vegetation, period. However, according to the Yannis and Fossig equation, O stands for organisms, not plants. And if we accept that the presence of plants is not mandatory, we should consider this soil, these sediments, as a soil. And they are soil till a bathymetry of 8 meters, not 2.5. And because of their nature, why they are soils? They are soils because of animals. They could be called soils because of a zoosphere effect. The second piece of conclusion, we have a darker color when moist, lighter when dry. This soil contains organic matter. They have enzymatic activity and contain DNA. Could we speak about A horizon? Third, 2 minutes more. Sorry. If we look at the differences between all the data we produce, there is no difference if we take a single parameter per se, each one by each one. But if we run a PCA analysis, we discover a strange situation, meaning that if we made a PAS analysis and we color north, central, and south transects, we see that the PC1, the axis 1 of the PCA, is playing 99.3% of variation. And if we look at the situation we have here in color, this means that the northern transects are different from the others. And this difference is not done by physical and chemical analysis, but is made by enzymatic activity and DNA. So probably the northern transits are different because of the presence of the river and the marine currents. Finished. Come on. If we plot the same number in terms of protection, what we see is that the most protected area is different from the other areas, the sub-protected and the non-protected. Final conclusion is that with marine soil we may expand horizons of pedology until tidal bathymetries. 7 years of protection are probably too few. It's impossible to have for soil distinctions within 7 years. Even though this protection, the protection is hidden by the effect of rivers. I leave you with this proposal. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. Sorry for giving you.